This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right, but Mesher twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in. And Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area of the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Modden for 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men Center seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a king-size doubleheader for you here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. The boys' D6 state championship, the boys' D7 state championship. It's a twin bill for you. The first game tips at 2, second contest at 5:15. We'll be on the air for that one between Rushi and its opponent, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, at about 4:30 or so. Coming up shortly, the start of the Division 6 boys' state championship contest between Marion Local and Woodsfield Monroe Central. Marion Local on the year 26-2, Monroe Central 25-3. You may ask, where is Woodsfield? Well, it's not in Wood County. It is Monroe Central. It's not in Butler County, Ohio. It's north of Marietta, about 20 minutes or so. And Woodsfield Monroe Central plays in the Ohio-West Virginia Valley Conference and the Mid-Ohio League. It lost just one game all year long in the state of Ohio. Lost twice to Wheeling Central Catholic. Marion Local has been beaten just twice on the entire campaign. A loser to Delta St. John's and to Rushi. Austin DeCamp-led Marion Local has been red hot, Chuck. Splendid offensively, extremely efficient, tenacious defense, holding Colonel Crawford to 20 points below its per game average in the state semifinal last weekend at Bowling Green.
Well, there is a lot of offense on the Marion Local side, but the one thing they bring to every game is defense. And they've been playing it in the tournament. They are tough to score on. They're tough to get the ball up the floor on sometimes. They're going to have good an offensive game, but they're going to have to win it on the defensive end.
Rushi and Marion Local are here for very good reason in D6 and D7 in these two state championship games here today. Extremely balanced offensive attacks, tenacious man-to-man defense, and a rebounding edge which equated to a 30-plus rebounding advantage collectively for both Marion Local and Rushi in the two state semifinal victories. Something's got to give here in this first game. Marion Local allowing 36 points per game in the tournament. Monroe Central 64 points per game offensively. We'll return in just a few minutes with Marion Local head coach Kurt Gettemiller when we come back. Marion Local vying for a D6 state crown against Woodsfield Monroe Central here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again from the UD Arena. We are directly across from the Marion local bench and Marion local crowd. ScoresBroadcast.com banner hanging beneath us. Fine crowd filling in. Previous game here today, Chuck, Division 5 encounter, Cleveland-Glenville over Columbus Academy.
Cleveland
Lutheran East.
Lutheran East. Okay. Yeah, they won their third straight championship. That was the first loss for Columbus Academy. It's a pretty good game.
Yeah, wound up 4 points in the end. We expect a couple of tight games here today. D6 boys state championship, D7 boys state championship. Although Marion Local and Rushi are the favorites. Flyers having defeated Allen East 66-39 in the tournament. That was a sectional game. District semifinal and final victories over New Bremen, 40-30, and Coldwater, 45-42, two stout MAC opponents in the district. In the regional tournament, 64-29 over Cincinnati Miami Valley Christian Academy, and 58-43 over Anna. Last weekend at Bowling Green, 52-38 final score as Marion Local conquered North Robinson Colonel Crawford. Kurt Dettemiller, head coach of Marion Local, is a graduate of the Flyers in 1992. He played for legendary head coach Jack Albers, and after 4 years of college and choosing a career in education, he began teaching at Minster. He served as an assistant at both Marion Local with Keith Westrick and at Minster with longtime coach Mike Lee earlier this week. I had the chance to sit down and talk with Coach Gunnemiller of Marion Local. We chatted about the fine play of 6'8 Austin Niekamp, including his ability to score from anywhere on the floor and his high-level skill passing the basketball. And we highlighted the play of Marion Local's man-to-man D versus Colonel Crawford in the state semifinals and the solid work guarding performed by sophomore Cale Arntz.
A comment on the defensive job against Colonel Crawford held him to 38 points, more than 20 below their per-game average, and the job on Holt, their star guard, was superb.
Yeah, I thought we did a tremendous job last weekend in the state semifinal. You know, we just came together. We had a good scouting report. Our coaches do a great job. Our assistants, they do a great job. And they basically handle all the defense. Cale Arntz, our sophomore perimeter defender, did a nice job on Braden Holt, number 20. But it was a total team effort. And, you know, that's what this program hangs their hat on. We want to be great defensively. We want to rebound the basketball, and we want to be the most aggressive team. And we preach those things all the time. And I thought we played really well last Friday.
And now Woods Field here in the state championship game is a different kind of opponent, a unique club. Defensively, talk about how you match up, if you do very well at all.
Yeah, I felt last Friday we really matched up pretty well with Colonel Crawford, and we kind of knew what we were getting into, whereas this week I don't think we match up all that well with Monroe Central, but I don't think they match up all that well with us either. So it's kind of going to be more of a feeling out process. You're kind of guessing on who should be guarding who, and we're going to have to make some adjustments early in the game if things aren't going well. But the biggest key against them is just limiting their transition baskets. They get a ton of easy baskets in transition. Probably 50% of their offense is on easy baskets. And we always preach of winning the easy basket war. And you can do that a few different ways, but we're going to have to find some easy baskets in this game and certainly limit theirs.
And how do you think Woodsfield Monroe Central will defend your club and Austin Niekamp in the middle?
Yeah, that's obviously a little bit of a guessing game every week. That's always a feeling out process to see if teams are going to bring a double to Austin or who they're going to try to put on them. You know, if I had to make a guess right now, I would say that they're going to put their 6'1 really strong kid on him and try to push him away from the basket. They may be leery about double teaming because they know Austin's a good passer out of the post. So we think we can get some one-on-ones down there, and hopefully Austin can make some hay. But if they bring a double team or defend him with a different guy, you know, we'll make adjustments, and we've done that all year.
I think it's safe to say that Marion Local Basketball is playing its best of the season right now at the right time. You're so well connected.
Yeah, and we've been really quite well connected all year. But, you know, in a typical year, we always get off to a late start because of the football team. And we typically have peaked right around tournament time in past years. You know, we've made some runs in prior years. And again, we're playing pretty well at the right time. And that's what you want to be doing.
This Marion Local Basketball program under head coach Gunnemiller won the state championship in 2018, trying to get it done once again here today. Flyers led by Austin Niekamp, just under 20 points a game. Grant Kramer at guard at 13 per outing. Braden Mesher out front at 11 per contest. Ryan Holman over 7 a game. And Cale Arntz 5.5 per contest. You heard Coach Gunnemiller talk about the Woodsfield Monroe Central roster. It is not an overly big team. Does include Chance Allen, a 6'4 senior in the middle. Coach Gunnemiller alluded to a 6'1, 6'2 performer who might play behind Austin Niekamp, trying to push him out toward the foul stripe. That's Tucker Howell, a 6'2 senior. His brother and starter is Cooper Howell, a 6-foot sophomore. Other starters, Caden Silva, a 5'9 junior, and Corbin Farnsworth, a 6'2 sophomore. That's the tentative opening five for Monroe Central, which got 20 points from Allen in the state semifinal win over Kirtland, 58-54. Chance Allen dropped in 20. Tucker Howell at 14 points, 13 rebounds in that game. His brother Cooper Howell had 10 boards. Farnsworth added 8 points, and Silva had 7. Love the attire of the Marion local coaching staff, Chuck. They have just walked out to take their positions at side court. And they are in blue suits, Marion local blue from top to bottom, white dress shirts, and the Marion local gold ties. They're ready for a celebration after this victory over Monroe Central here today.
Been doing this a long time, and I have never seen the coaching staff go in after the initial warm-ups. And when they all come back out, they came back out together in these neat suits. Yeah, I'm impressed. Hey, this is a team that's locked in and ready to go.
You don't dare want to wear those suits during the warm-ups and get them soiled.
Well, that plus the kids are having trouble seeing off of the bright shining off the blue.
Speaking of colors, this Monroe Central team is adorned in a Vegas shade of, not sure what it is. It's called Vegas blue or purple, red, gold, black, and white. A myriad of colors adorn the uniforms.
I see red and yellow.
Worn by Monroe Central. They'll be the home team in this game, Marion Local, the road club, blue with gold and white trim. We'll return with more pregame festivities from here at UD Arena in just a few minutes. Marion Local, Woodsfield, Monroe Central go at it. The sixth state championship here today, followed by Rushi against Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, 5:15 tip. That's the D7 state final. It's upcoming, too, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
from expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Just a few minutes away from the opening tip, D6 Boys State Championship. Marion Local against Woodsfield, Monroe Central. Marion Local Flyers having won state championships in football about every other year for the past three decades. Have had some pretty good success on the hardwood as well. Years in state semifinals, in tournaments sponsored by the OHSAA here in 2025, of course, now in the championship game coming up in just a few minutes. 2018, Marion Local took all the marbles, got to the state semis in 04, 03, 1984, 1975. State runners-up in 04, state champs in 2018, 2003, and in 1975. This, by the way, is the first trip to the state Final Four, the state championship for Woodsfield Monroe Central. It'll be very interesting to see how Woodsfield Monroe Central starts out this game, Chuck. No tournament history at the OHSAA Final Four. Marion Local, five football players on this hoop squad. They've experienced success, and they've been in championship games.
Yeah, well, there is a difference there, and I think it kind of shows how they came out here and warmed up. Monroe came out here and started warming up with 40 minutes to go on the clock in their normal warm-up, and then they went off, they came back, shot the ball a little bit, went off, came back. I don't think they really had any idea of how they wanted to manage this pregame jitters. Local on the other side doing it just like you do. You know, you come out, you shoot around with about 23 minutes to go, you go in your locker room, you chat, and then you come out and do your normal 20-minute warm-up. So I think that showed a little difference right there.
Yeah, interesting observation, certainly. How will Austin Niekamp be guarded? We will find out. There's a 6'2 and a 6'4 in the Monroe Central starting five. Coach Guttemiller of Marion Local said, I think somebody will play behind him, try to push him out. If you push him out too far, he'll square up and make threes on you. And Austin Niekamp's passing ability in the post is marvelous.
Yeah, that's probably, I think, his strength. I mean, he does everything really well, but his strength is passing the basketball. And he's got a whole lot of guys to throw the basketball to. Grant Kramer, Ryan Homan, Kale Arnes, Braden Mesher. That is one talented group of players that surround him out on the floor.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components for these two teams here today. Key building components for sure. Monroe Central needs a good start. They've got to chase those jitters in a hurry, begin the game, play right with Marion Local for a couple of quarters. Meanwhile, the Flyers want to establish supremacy right out of the gate. And if Austin Niekamp can drop in a couple of threes, like he's done at the beginning of most tournament games, the Marion Local could be off to a fine introduction here in the state championship contest today. Those are the key building components. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We say hello to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to vets and their eligible family members. Such services include emergency financial relief, VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry. There are many more as well. Shelby County Veterans Services here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. Hey, you served our country. We at the Shelby County Veterans Services Office are here to serve you. We are in the Marion Local corner of the UD Arena, blue and gold across the way, blue and gold to our right and behind us, over our right shoulder too. Fantastic crowd has filled in here at the UD Arena in the last 20, 30 minutes or so. Chuck, I bet 4,000 or 5,000 maybe?
Oh, the bottom is almost absolutely full, and on the Woodsville side, they're up into the 400 section.
Phenomenal attendance here for this D6 state championship. Marion Local and Woodfield Monroe Central. We'll have the starters and the tip for this game in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, that 2018 Marion local team that's won the state won just 5 of its first 8 games. Flyers were 5-3 entering the second week of January. From that point on, they rattled off 20 wins in 21 games, only loss coming at Fort Loramie on February 3rd. And the Marion local streaked to win their final 13 that season. They caught and passed for Sales with an undefeated record in the league, won the MAC, took the league championship outright. They swept through the sectional and district rounds of the tourney and then beat Fort Loramie in a rematch in the regional. And then Marion local that year defied all odds by beating highly favored Cornerstone Christian in the D4 state championship game in double overtime. The late Tyler Mesher, a star on the floor for Marion local that season. He is with us in spirit today. His brother Braden is at guard, a junior for the Flyers here in 2024-25. Marion local has had a portion of its roster introduced. Woodfield Monroe Central's non-starting roster is being shared with the audience at the moment. I'd like to remind you that here on Scores Broadcast, we're brought to you in part by Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store in Fort Loramie. It's gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. Thank you, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, for being a new sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We offer Winners Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. Sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop. It features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, too, plus a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. It's locally owned and operated Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store in Fort Loramie. And thanks in part to production support in Rushi. It produces over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing also. Production support in Rushi. Always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Productionsupportinc.com. 30 years of dependable service. Production Support Inc. Your job is in the bag. Up here come the very local Flyers, starting five on the hardwood. Grant Kramer at guard, along with Braden Mesher and Cale Arnes at a wing. Ryan Holman at a wing position. Austin Niekamp in the middle. Kramer, 13 points a game. Niekamp at just under 20. Also in double digits is Braden Mesher at about 11. Ryan Holman just under 10 per contest. Cale Arnes, the defensive specialist, out front. For Woodsfield, Monroe Central, opening five is as follows. 6 foot sophomore at a guard spot, Cooper Howell, 9 points a game. He's a fine rebounder from the guard position at 7 boards per contest. Chance Allen, strong forward, 15 a game. He pops out, shoots the threes at a 31% clip. He is a 6'4 senior. Other starters, Tucker Howell, just under 16 a game, 9 boards a contest, a 6'2 senior. Jaden Silva, 8 a game, 5'9 junior guard. And Corbin Farnsworth, 6'4, power forward. He's a soft, averaging 6 points per contest. That rounds out your starting five for Monroe Central. Second-year head coach is Mason Lang. Again, first trip to the state Final Four and state championship for Woodsfield Monroe Central. Woodsfield located just north of Marietta. Very local Flyers have been stand out defensively here in the tournament, allowing about 36-37 a game. Monroe Central scoring it better than 64 per contest. Check, something's got to give. Which will prevail? The offense of Monroe Central, the defense of Marion Local.
Well, I mean, what's prevailed all season is the defense of Marion Local. But we'll see. I watched them warm up. They shoot the three really well.
Yep.
Undefeated. Let's see how they do when it's defended.
Now, five young men from Monroe Central are better than 32% from behind the arc. But it's a club that Coach Duttermiller of Marion Local said in a pregame interview loves to get out and run and score easy baskets in transition. To do that, you got to rebound well. That's a tall order against Marion Local, which has just won the opening tip to start the game.
Yep, you got to rebound to run. That's a fact.
Here's Mesher with the ball outside the arc on the right. Gives it up to Cale Arnes.
Dribble.
A pretty good defense on the play by Monroe Central's Tucker Howell, who forces a double dribble turnover Flyers here in the opening seconds. Monroe Central brings it down up and over the timeline. It is Chance Allen. Gives it up far left wing to Caden Silva. Silva, the little guard. Motions. Now Allen, top of the circle. Niekamp checks in 25 feet out. A weave near side to Cooper Howell, who steps back and launches a three and buries it. Cooper Howell airmails home a triple. He's 37% on the year behind the arc. Here come the Flyers down the floor quickly into the forecourt. A pass into the corner, rolls away from a player in blue. It's out of bounds. Two trips down the court, two mistakes, Flyers.
Junior Center, we talked about who would feel the pressure first, and it looks like Marion feeling it.
Here comes Monroe Central. far right wing. It's Cooper Howell. It's a cutter trying to burrow down the lane. It is Tucker Howell. Almost had it stolen. Got the ball out of trouble. And the ball is zipped to a cutter. Oh, a splendid catch in the lane by Tucker Howell. Great feed. He dropped in a two-pointer. Nice give and go. 5-0 Monroe Central. Braden Mesher, top of the circle, Flyers. Enters the paint area. He is stopped. Back to the basket. Gets the ball out of trouble to Niekamp, 25 feet away. Now Braden Mesher, right corner, wants to drive. Goes below the backboard. Sloppy pass, deflected, stolen on the play. Nice interception. Picked off by the man wearing double zero, Cooper Howell. 5-0 Monroe Central. And we have played just short of 2 minutes. Foul line, it's Caden Silva. Throws to the three-point gunner out back. It's Tucker Howell. Missed it badly. Rebounded by Marion Local. Flyers yet to score. Three trips up the court, three errors. Holman's got the ball 30 feet out. Holman against Cooper Howell. Outside the arc on the left, it is thrown to Braden Mesher. Defensively, what's it look like for Monroe, Chuck?
They're playing a man, and they're really sagging in. They've got Farnsworth is on Niekamp.
Corbin Farnsworth, 6'2 sophomore. Is chasing Austin Niekamp all over the court. Dribble drive into the lane. Mesher feeds left corner. Cale Arnes. His line drive three way short. Rebound down to Chance Allen of Monroe Central. Here's a fast break. 2-on-1. Ball bounced to Corbin Farnsworth. He's got it. A beauty. Well done by Monroe Central, which gets out and runs. That is this club's preference. They're known as the Seminoles. And the lead for Monroe Central is 7-0. Here's Holman, 25 feet away for Marion Local, and the ball is stabbed out of bounds. Touch by Cooper Howell. Coach Mason Lang's Seminoles off to a very brisk start. Top of the circle, it is Braden Mesher. Dumps the baseline right to a cutter. Caught on the run by Kramer, and he scores. He sprinted in from the right corner. Neat pass, and Marion Local's on the board. Took the Flyers 3 minutes to put points up on the UD Arena signage. Here's a three-point shot, airmailed up there by Caden Silva. No good, too hard. Long rebound, Monroe Central, stolen by Kramer. Kramer blasts down the floor for the Flyers. He bolts in from the left wing, fouled in the act of shooting. He'll get two at the stripe. It is 7-2 in favor of Monroe Central.
Kramer was a little quiet last week in the state semis against Colonel Crawford. Maybe this is going to be his day.
Free throw by Grant Kramer is too hard. It's no good. Second one coming up for him. Knock on wood, Flyers have performed extremely well at the free throw line here in the tournament. Kramer swishes shot number two. 7-3, Monroe Central in the lead. Coming up the right side of the hardwood, being picked up by Cale Arnes, is Tucker Howell. Howell lead to Corbin Farnsworth. Now Allen, 25 feet away, straight on. Near side pass, Caden Silva. Down low to right to Tucker Howell. Ooh, and Marion Local doubles up on him and yanks the ball away. Quickly, forecourt right, it's Holman. Holman glides into the lane. Might have gotten away with a travel. Loose ball on the deck. He picks it up. Awkward fadeaway from seven. Over at Chance Allen. Short. Rebound down to Monroe Central. Good defensive stand there by the Seminoles. High left. Here's a three-point shot. Pumped up and made by Farnsworth. The 6'2 sophomore. Ice water in his veins. He poured it in. 10-3 in favor of the Seminoles. Marion Local Flyers, forecourt left, it's Arnes. Here's a sloppy pass. He loops it across the top of the key. Almost stolen. Punched out of bounds by Caden Silva. Timeout on the floor. It's a television break. 3:44 to go, first quarter. All Monroe Central so far, 10-3 over Marion Local on scores, broadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
The Seminoles of Woodsfield, Monroe Central, Chuck, on the warpath here early, leading 10-3 over Marion Local, catching the Flyers a little bit by surprise at the outset of this game. Uncharacteristic of Marion Local, at least three turnovers out on the floor in the opening first half of the opening quarter.
Yeah, three quick turnovers. I mean, one of them, Mesher got in the lane, and instead of going up like he does, he looked to throw the ball out, threw it away. You know, they just need to calm down. I'm more worried about the defensive end. They're getting whatever they want offensively so far, and Marion Local's going to have to tighten up. Woodsfield Monroe Central has shot quite a few threes all season long. Only one loss in the state of Ohio, that to Milford Center Fairbanks. Two setbacks to West Virginia, Wheeling Central Catholic. But Monroe Central has run the floor, shot the three with all of its opponents all season. Here's Marion Local after the timeout, getting it down low on the left to Austin Niekamp. He's challenged, shoots it up hard, no good, weak side rebound. Fine, tenacious play by Cale Arnes, who's bumped and fouled. Common, it'll be out of bounds, baseline right of the rim to Marion Local, which trails 10-3, 3:23 left opening quarter. Inbounding is Arnes, deep right corner, Kramer steps back, shoots the three-point bomb and drills it. Grant Kramer buried a three-pointer right in front of the Seminoles bench. He was almost out of bounds. The line drive three was dead center. 10-6 Monroe Central. Which has the ball right in front of us. It's Chance Allen, 6'4 on the arc. Gives it up to Cooper Howell. Howell on the bounce. Guarded on the play now by Daniel Everman, has checked in for Marion Local. Niekamp on Allen. 25 feet from the rim. Coming out to catch. Right flank is Cooper Howell. Right corner, Brother Tucker. Straight on to Cooper. Oh, he's got a slither of an opening. There he goes. He barges down to the lane, flips it in on the run. Oh, that was a nasty looking drive. Tough to defend. 12-6 in favor of Monroe Central, which has shot the three, penetrated, made the mid-range jumper. Seminoles have done everything right so far. Marion Local attacking. Foul line, Niekamp. Niekamp drops it down inside to a teammate. It is spoiled, broken up, taken away by Monroe Central. Quickly down the floor, Tucker Allen, out of Chance Allen. There he goes, angling across the paint area. Two-shot foul as the defender, Cale Arnes, got there late. Allen heaved it up. while motoring below the foul line. He'll be awarded 12-6 in favor of the Seminoles. 2:04 to go here in the first quarter. Allen averages 15 a game. This is not a very good foul shooting team, Chuck. 56% on the year as a club.
Yeah, not real good, but boy, right now they're doing everything well.
First free throw by Allen is up and in. 13-6, Monroe Central. Second shot by Chance Allen, right there as well. He nailed them both right through the strings. 8-point lead, Monroe Central. 14-6, 2 minutes left, opening quarter. That's the biggest margin in this game so far. It's been 7 on a couple of occasions. Here's Kramer, now Everman, catching top of the circle, kneecap, long, high-arching three, hits the front rim, backboard, it comes away, no good, rebound Cooper Hall of Monroe Central, sticking up behind, stolen by Braden Mesher. Mesher on the giddy-up against Allen. Mesher baseline right, he's doubled, and it's snatched, stolen by Cooper Hall.
Wow.
Fine defensive play by Woodsfield Monroe Central. Cooper Howell to midcourt. 80 seconds to go in the first quarter. Outside the arc of the left, sizing up a three is Tucker Howell. He rimmed it. No good. Ball deflected to Kramer. Here come the Flyers. Kramer, top of the circle, down the lane, all the way to the rack. Left it short on the front iron. Rebound, Woodsfield. A minute to go in the first. 14-6, Monroe Central. Tucker Howell, 25 feet away. Goes straight on to Corbin Farnsworth. On the weave to Allen, Mesher on him. Allen with a jab step, pulls up foul line. Fadeaway, 16-footer, short. Nice rebound by Niekamp. Outlet to Mesher. Long heave down the floor to no one. It goes out of bounds. Marion Local shooting itself in the foot with turnovers. A half dozen of them so far in this game. 14-6. Monroe Central leads, 46 ticks on the clock late in the first quarter. On the floor now for Marion Local, the five include Daniel Everman. Kramer is off to the sideline. Holman out there along with Niekamp and Arns. Also in for Marion Local is Brennan Hess, 6'4 freshman. He's guarding Chance Allen. Top of the circle, 20 feet away. With the basketball is a sub for the Seminoles, Jacob Fogle, 6'1 senior out of Allen. 24 seconds to go. Seminoles look like they will play for one. Head coach Mason Lang standing at the bench. We're down to 15 to go in the first. Here's Allen, 30 feet out, motions. Here's the give to Tucker Howell, back to Allen, 6 to go. Outside the arc, high left, three-point bomb, Monroe Central. Chucked up there by Jacob Fogle, short, no good. Loose ball rebound below the backboard, and the quarter closes. Woodsfield, Monroe Central 14, Marion Local 6 on scores. Broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
As we get set to start the second quarter, Marion Local trails 14-6 to Woods Field, Monroe Central. Chuck, did you glean anything significant from the first quarter stats? I know Marion Local turned it over a bunch.
Marion Local turned it over seven times. They didn't, or six times. They didn't shoot the ball well, and they gave up too many fast break points off of turnovers.
Here is Monroe Central with possession starting period number two. Dribble drive below the rim. It's Farnsworth on the arc to Cooper Howell. Leaves it behind him for Chance Allen. 28-foot triple. Strong rebound, Marion Local, right corner. Here come the Flyers on the run. Grant Kramer pulls up at the elbow in the right. Sends it on top to Holman. Left wing, Cale Arnes. Baseline left, Niekamp. He's checked by Corbin Farnsworth. Niekamp back to the goal. Twists and turns. Hook shot, 8-footer. In and out. Tough break. Rebound, Monroe Central. Quickly down the floor, Tucker Howell, and he walked with the basketball. 14-6, Monroe Central by 8. Good look, last trip down, but Niekamp shot dipped in below the iron and just snapped out. Flyers probably need to go right back to Austin as often as possible and allow him to make a mark on this defense of Monroe Central. That's what they do. Braden Mesher, good delivery, elbow right side to Niekamp on the block, low right. He spun and was unguarded. Here's a quick three ball outside the arc, left flank. Yes, countering Farnsworth, the sophomore. Woo, calm, cool, collected. He fired in the triple. Niekamp comes right back. 27-footer for Marion Local. It's in, it's out. It rattled around. Spun away. Loose ball rebound. Far corner of the floor. Punched out of bounds by Woodfield. Marion Local will throw in, trailing 17-8. Biggest deficit of this game. 17-8 with 6:24 to go in the second. Here is Mesher. Throws the ball into backcourt to Holman. Holman tracks it down. But 5 seconds expire. Marion Local took too long to get it in. Another turnover for the blue and gold. Last field goal, Marion Local, Niekamp. As the Flyers try to get him established, Niekamp guarding Allen on the arc. Allen around, Niekamp drives down the lane, hits a trailer, layup by Tucker Howe, missed it, blew it right in front. Good play design. And Marion Local was beaten on the play. Monroe Central just couldn't finish. Kramer straight away for the Flyers. Deep right corner, Orange open from three, overshot it badly. Weak side rebound to Monroe Central. Double zero, head of the circle. That's Cooper Howell, near side to Allen. Allen on the handoff to Farnsworth.
Farnsworth, Allen, baseline right. Niekamp follows him. 5:42 to go, second quarter. 17-8 Seminoles. Deep left corner, ball dumped to Cooper Howell. Howell manages to squirm around a Marion local defender who reached in and fouled him. It's common. And the Seminoles will inbound to the left of the basket. Person doing the honors is Cooper Howell. 9-point lead, Monroe Central. 8 points for Marion local in 11 minutes here in this game. Top of the circle straight away, it's Silva. Silva bounce pass into the lane to Farnsworth. He lost it, fed it back to Silva. Open from three, strong, no good. Rebound, Marion local. Long outlet, Mesher to Arnes. Arnes slices into the lane, hits it, and he's fouled. Mesher, fine throw up the floor, hitting Arnes on the run. And he darted right into the paint and dropped home a two-pointer. It's an and-one foul against Monroe Central. It is 17-10 in favor of the Seminoles. Holman checks out for Marion local. Trying to complete the three-point play is Arnes. His foul shot is much too strong. It is no good. Hit the flange, kicked away. The board to Cooper Howell. Quickly left corner to Silva. Shot fake, then he drives. Flipped the rim on a 10-footer. Loose ball rebound. Down to Everman for Marion local. Quickly up the floor to Arnes. Out back to Mesher. Mesher tries to split two defenders. Can't do it. Allen knocks it away. Loose ball picked up by Arnes. Blocked out of bounds by Allen. Flyers possession left of the rim. 17-10. In favor of Monroe Central, 4:55 to go here in the second. Baseline left of the basket, Mesher the playmaker. Left corner, Daniel Everman. Everman, 5'10 senior. He controls 25 feet out, now goes to Mesher. Braden wants to get into the paint against Allen, has trouble doing it. He stopped. Feeds Everman out high. Now Mesher at the UD logo. Interesting matchup. Allen on Mesher. Far left wing, Everman. Ball fed below the foul line to Cale Arnes. Back to the basket, pivots. Feeds Everman. Left-handed runner from 10. Bounds away. No good. Quickly down the floor, Farnsworth. Hits a driver coming into the left corner. Silva on the finish for Monroe Central. That's another one of those fast break hoops that we talked about in the pregame that Coach Gutta Miller feared. 19-10, Monroe Central. Marion local getting a little sloppy with the basketball. Lost it in the half court. Monroe Central coming down the court hard. Top of the circle, Allen hits a cutter. Silva again. Blocked away by Marion local. Crammed on the play by Niekamp. It's ruled a foul on Austin, and he got that ball clean. Marion local Flyers approaching 10 turnovers in this game, not shooting it well at all. Television timeout occurs. Just under four to go, second quarter. Marion local coaching staff meets, pondering the situation, down 9, 19-10, midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
I need the right solution for true comfort. Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb decks are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it to be. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Two free throws. Silva for Monroe Central. Way off the mark. Not good. Fouled in the act of driving along the baseline. He shot the ball up against Austin Niekamp, who appeared to block the delivery cleanly, but Silva was awarded two, and he missed them both. Marion Local was in jeopardy of going down double digits, as many as 11 there, but Silva didn't connect on either shot.
Yeah, he might have found the guy to foul if he gets to that situation. Those were both terrible.
Very good job by Allen of Monroe Central on Mesher of Marion Local, who can't get into the lane against Chance Allen. Dribble drive, Holman. Holman is double-teamed. He's outside the lane on the left, and he lost the ball. Here comes Monroe Central down the court again. The turnovers for the Flyers mount. 9-point lead, Woodfield, Monroe Central, 3:12 to go, second quarter. Head coach Lang says, wind up the offense. Allen on the bounce against Mesher straight away. High left. The pass goes to Tucker Howell. He's into the paint. Passes up a shot. Feeds Allen. Allen below the foul stripe to Corbin Farnsworth, who hits a 10-footer. Wow, you talk about floor spacing and nice assist-making. Everybody on this Monroe Central team has an eye for the basket and can put the ball in the hoop.
I'll tell you what, for a sophomore, Farnsworth is outstanding.
Here's an outstanding pass by Niekamp, low on the right to Everman. He doesn't shoot. Fires back to Niekamp on the arc, who's way short on the three-point ball. And Mary Local gets a break. There's a loose ball foul against Allen of Woodfield. It's common, and the Flyers will retain the ball after giving it up on a long missed three there by Niekamp. 21-10, Monroe Central, biggest difference in this game. 2:33 to go, second period. Ball lobbed in way out back to Cale Arnes. Arnes throws outside the arc on the right to Holman, right corner Arnes. Arnes looks for a cutter, gives it up to Holman straight away. Now Cale, 25 feet out. Ball lobbed to Niekamp. Farnsworth has a hand on his back. Niekamp backs him down. Here comes Allen to double team. High right to Holman. Niekamp failed to shoot the ball. Flyers restart the attack. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Here's Arnes, 25 feet away, gives it up to Mesher. Mesher makes a sprinting start on a dash to the rim and didn't put the ball on the deck soon enough. He's whistled for a traveling violation. That's double-digit turnovers on Marion Local. 10 right on the button. Under 2 to play, second quarter. Woodfield up 11, deep right corner Allen. Allen goes baseline, hooks a pass around Niekamp to the opposite corner, and Marion Local gets a mitt on the ball and smacks it out of bounds. Marion Local Flyer stuck at 10 points in this game, and we have played better than 14 minutes. Who would have thought? High right with the ball. It's Farnsworth. Drops it down inside on the play for Tucker Howe. He's sandwiched by two Flyers. He managed to fight the ball free, but there's a foul against Marion Local over the back. It's common. It'll be thrown in baseline left by Monroe Central. 1:50 left, second quarter. 21-10 Seminoles. Here is Silva on the arc. Into the post to Allen. Punched away by Niekamp. Pinballed around. Gotten back by Woodfield Central. Thrown baseline right to the open jump shooter. Farnsworth faked it in from 8 feet. He has been an outstanding sophomore in this game here today.
I don't know how you lose him like that, but he's got 12 points.
12 of the 23 have been scored by Farnsworth the soft. Here's a great delivery from out of the arc by Marion Local down inside to Niekamp. And he got a cripple, a baby three-footer to go in. Best assist of this game by the Flyers to this point. Here's a steal. Arns takes it right away from Silva. 23-12 in favor of Woodfield, Monroe Central, which had been up 23-10. Mesher drives baseline right on the arc to Niekamp for three. Swish! He's got it. He fell to the ground as he released it. He poured it in. 23-15. 48 seconds to go, second quarter. Five straight for the Flyers. Woodfield out back. It's Farnsworth. Gives it up on the play to Silva. Left corner, Allen. Allen, top of the circle to Cooper Howell. On the lead to Farnsworth. Farnsworth against Holman. Straightaway handling, it's Tucker Howe. He blazes a trail down the lane. He's off balance. He staggered. He walked or charged. What's the call? Offensive foul, Monroe Central, 28.6 to go, second quarter. Flyers, who were down 15 about 45 seconds ago, are within 8. And a chance to trim it even further. Chance Allen is on Braden Mesher, guarding him like a hawk. Mesher in backcourt, waiting the inbounds pass. Both teams substitute. 28.6 to go, second quarter. 23-15, Marion Local down 8. In backcourt, it's Holman. Holman to Everman. Mesher walks down the left side of the floor. Chance Allen sticking to him like Gorilla Glue. 17, 16, 15 to go, second quarter. Thus, Mesher's had a difficult time igniting the Marion Local offense by getting below the foul line. Here's Mesher on the dribble. Fights his way into the lane. Off balance over Allen. There we go. He banks it in. 2 seconds to go. That's the half. 23-17, Marion Local. Down 6. It was 23-10. Greg Mesher did his thing. Last play of the second quarter. And the Flyers are within 6 points at the halftime break. 23-17. Hey, you'll be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always at Geyer's. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's GeyersInc.com. 23-17, Marion Local down 6 at halftime after trailing by 13 with just over a minute to go in that second quarter of play. Halftime report upcoming in just a few minutes when we come back here at the UD Arena. It's the D6 Boys State Championship, D7 State Final. Rushi and Willoughby Cornerstone Christian later on, 5:15 tip on the air at 4:30 for that one. Flyers behind the 6 at the halftime break on Scores Broadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Marion Local trails Woodsfield Monroe Central by 6, 23-17 here at the half. Nice run by the Flyers to close out the second quarter, pumping in 7 points in succession in the final 90 seconds of quarter number two. Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic programs, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, and one of many organizations in West Central Ohio that makes our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Thank you, Fox Supply. Halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Taking a look at the team stats, Marion has a 12-10 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. They did turn the ball 10 times in the first half. Monroe Central turned it 6. They had 5 steals. Marion had 4. And shooting 7 of 18 from the floor for Marion Local, 39%. 2 of 7 from behind the arc, and only 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Monroe shot it 9 for 18 from the floor, 3 of 9 behind the arc, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Marion Local, they were led by Niekamp 7, all in probably the last half. of the second quarter. Six for Kramer, and then two each for Arnes and Mesher. They scored 6 and 11, 17 for the first half. On the other side, Monroe Central led by sophomore Corbin Farnsworth with 12. They got 5 from Cooper Howe all in the first quarter. Then they got 2 each from Tucker Howe, Kim Silva, and Chance Allen. They scored 14 and 9 and let that 13-point lead get down to 6 at the half.
Chuck, an interesting stat might be points off turnovers for Monroe Central if it's revealed in the official OHSAA stats.
Yeah, 11 to 8 is their advantage off of turnovers. It was better than that at the end of the first quarter. And then Marion picked it up a little bit. Second chance points, 3-0. Bench points, neither team had a point off the bench. Fast breaks, 4 for Monroe, 1 for Marion Local.
The Flyers have to cut down those mistakes because this Woodfield Monroe Central team will get the ball out and run in transition and turn those turnovers into points with the blink of an eye. That's what they've done here in the first two quarters of this game. Halftime being brought to you by Stipple Construction Botkins, Borger's Family Floor in Fort Loramie. 23-17, Monroe Central over Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Hello, once again, welcome back to the UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie on scoresbroadcast.com. 23-17, Woodsfield Monroe Central leading Marion Local in the D6 Boys State Championship here today. Interestingly, Chuck, five pretty good scores start for this Monroe Central team. The weakest score of the five is Corbin Farnsworth, the sophomore, 6'2 player. He has made the most of his minutes on the court in the first two periods here today. He's averaging six, and he's doubled that in two quarters.
He's got 12. To me, the only really weak link out there is Silva. Other than that, they all look like they can put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, Caden Silva averages just under eight. Chance Allen, 15. Cooper Howell at nine. Tucker Howell at 16 per game, and nobody shies away from shooting the three ball.
No, and watching them warm up, I felt like shooting the threes, they were pretty impressive. But I thought with defense it might change a little bit, but they had a really good first half. Marion Local, very lucky it's a 6-point deficit at halftime.
Yep, a fine run in the final 95 seconds of the second period for the Flyers, who dropped in 7 points in a row to cut it from 13 down to six. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw and Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, a great partner with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you, Osgood. Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw and Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Marion Local with the ball starting the third quarter right away. A sloppy bounce pass far side of the court. Monroe Central steals, romps the other way. Driving layup slides off the rim, but a foul against the Flyers. And Cooper Howell strolls to the free throw line for Woodsfield. Monroe Central now 11 turnovers for Marion Local in this game. Foul shot is in and out, no good. Line drive free throw by Howell. Got below the iron, was down in the cylinder, and it jettisoned out of the basket. Second free throw is spot on, 1-for-2 at the stripe for Cooper Howell for Monroe Central, which is up 7, 24-17, opening 20 seconds, third quarter of this game. Braden Mesher goes high-low down inside the kneecap. He catches 3 feet from the rim. Easy does it. Measure the kneecap. Kerplunk, the two-pointer. 5-point game, 24-19. Monroe Central with the ball 25 feet out. Handling it is Farnsworth. Here's a step-back three. Bombs away. Cooper Howell. It rimmed. No good. Rebound. Marion Local. Measure down the court, top of the circle. Gives it up left corner to Arns. mid-post knee camp back to the basket. Allen swipes at him on the double team. The knee camp gives it up, gets it back, low on the left. Little six-foot shot. He's bothered by Allen. Shot deflected. Then it goes off knee camp out of bounds. Good call by the official. Tough break for the Flyers. They got it to knee camp where he wanted it. But Monroe Central doubled him just in the nick of time. A minute gone, third quarter. Monroe Central, a long three. It's Farnsworth, 27-footer. It is short, no good. Glanced off the rim, backboard. Rebound, Marion Local. Surprisingly, Monroe Central chucking it up from distance. Niekamp, baseline, mid-post. Back to the basket, double team. Here it comes on the arc to Mesher. Mesher fakes left, goes right, still hangs on at the elbow. Leaves it to Kramer. Kramer straight away. Coming out to get it, Niekamp, left corner. Spins, hits a cutter down the lane. It's Arns, low on the left. Tries to lay it up from the man around his knees, and he's hacked on the arm. And Cale Arns will get two. 24-19, Woodsfield Monroe Central, which Chuck, in a crafty fashion, comes at Niekamp with that double team. It's just about the time Niekamp wants to get something done productively in offense.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job on him, and I'll tell you, besides having 12, Farnsworth's guarding him head up until he gets the ball down into the lane.
Right.
They're doing a nice job.
Cale Arns swishes free throw number one. The second one barely caught the front iron. Rebound down to Monroe Central, four-point game. Here's Chase Allen on the arc. Uh-oh, moving screen called.
Right.
Cooper Howell wasn't stationary. Turnover, Monroe Central. And Marion Local gets it back. 24-20, 6:07 left, second, third quarter of this game. Flyers have a chance here, Chuck, over the next couple, 3 minutes to get this thing knotted, maybe gain control. You feel a momentum shift. Here's Mesher, hard driving down the floor, all the way to the baseline. And Allen's on his back. Mesher hits the deck. Common foul called against Monroe Central. 6 minutes left in the third. Second foul on Allen, three on the team in this quarter. Baseline left, knee Campbell inbound. It goes to Holman, and they go right back to Austin. He's got it. Oh, double team, triple team. Ball on the deck, scrum in the paint area. And Arns gets it, throws to Mesher on the arc. He took steps. Mesher wanted to go to the basket so quickly, he didn't put it on the deck soon enough. He's had a couple of those errors just like that in this game. 24-20 still, Monroe Central.
Niekamp needs to, he understands two and three are running at him. He needs to be stronger with the ball.
Right. Sure does. Was weak with it that time and lost it. Here's Silva, baseline left to Allen. Allen hits a cutter in the lane. Oh, reverse layup, point blank territory. Tucker Howell defended at the last instant. Missed it, got it back. Was he rebounding a shot attempt, or is it Common out of bounds?
Out of bounds.
It is not on the shot. Monroe Central bench was lobbing for two free throws. No dice. We're stuck at 24-20. Marion Local behind. 5:33 to go, third quarter. Inbounding below the rim. It is Silva. Inbounds, deep right corner. Tucker Howell, shot fake. On the arc to Jacob Fogle. Fogle retreats. Gives it back to Tucker Howell. Now to Allen, left corner. Silva, step back, three ball. Bangs off the flange. Long rebound to Niekamp. Niekamp backcourt to Mesher. Allen holding him with the jersey. No call. Dribble drive, Mesher. Allen on his back. Near hugged him. It's out of bounds. Touch last by Mesher. Tough break for the Flyers.
I think he was in the green mile. He was a much better actor than he was the official so far.
Here we go, midcourt, Caden Silva for Woodsfield, which is up four still. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. On the arc, Tucker Howell. Hand off to Allen. Fakes right, goes left. Bodies up against Niekamp in the paint. Niekamp blocks the shot and gathers it. Marion Local defense thwarting Monroe Central here in the second half. Flyers have to capitalize at the offensive end. Mesher 30 feet away. Oh, makes a sloppy pass near side for Everman. It's on the deck. Everman gets it. And then we got a kicking violation against Monroe Central. Ooh, boy, that was crazy.
Braden Mesher needs to just take a deep breath. He's making mistakes I haven't seen him make in any games we've covered this year.
And in that sequence right there, Chuck, it was fortunate that Monroe Central didn't pick that ball clean and go the other way for an easy two.
Well, that was because of the hustle of Daniel Everman. He right. dove onto the floor and pulled it in.
Yep, good effort by Everman of Marion Local to salvage the possession. TV timeout called, 4:36 left third quarter, 24-20, Woodsfield, Monroe Central in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in Southern and West Central Ohio.
Marion Local got a great inbounds pass after the timeout. Ball was shot on a line to Niekamp, who poured in a little two-footer, and then right away, seconds ago, dribbling down the court hard, Tucker Howell blasted into the lane and banked one in from 5 feet for Woodsfield Monroe Central as the two clubs offset field goals here at the 3:53 mark of the third quarter, with Marion Local down before 26-22. Flyers have the ball in the half court, and Monroe Central knocks it loose, causing a held ball. Marion Local possession. When we return after this television timeout, Flyers are down four halfway through the third quarter. Hey, the aroma of fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating are under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. It's the Rushi Inn. Coffee at 6, breakfast at 6:30 until 10:30 each weekday. Breakfast till 1 on Saturdays, 8 to 1 on Sundays. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home. And all day each day, Monday to Friday, sample our delicious specials. Monday, pizza and subs. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. Thursday, tenderloin. The popular inn thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. Order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab, and DoorDash is coming soon. Again, order online for the Rushi Inn on the Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. 4-point lead, Woodsfield Monroe Central. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. when possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Alan Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Alan Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Alan Ball go to work for you.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
The Marion local Flyers trail 23-10 with 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's now 26-22 at the 3:50 mark of the third. After the timeout, Marion local gets a three ball by Kramer. It is way short, no good. Kramer knows where the ball is headed off the iron, and he gobbles up the offensive rebound to salvage the possession for Marion local. Allen on Mesher, 30 feet away. That's been a big duel in this game. Allen following Mesher every single step of the way.
And Allen has had the advantage for most of the game.
Everman, Mesher high left. Mesher hangs on, motions, goes baseline. Here comes the double team on the arc to Niekamp for three. Around and out, no good. Strong defensive rebound. Yanked down by Tucker Howell of Woodsfield. Up to Allen, back to Howell. Shot fake, got 2 men on his feet. Enters the lane, feeds the three-point shooter. It's gunned up there by Farnsworth. Shy of the rim, no good. Loose ball, rebounding foul against Marion local. Possession on the common foul, baseline right of the rim. It will be Monroe Central basketball. Flyers last trip down, missed a chance to cut it to one or two. Well, you get a feeling, Chuck, if Marion local can grab the lead, who knows how that might affect a momentum shift in this game. It oftentimes does, especially if a club has been leading for three periods.
Well, I don't know if I've seen Marion play this tight in a game before.
Here's a long three ball by Monroe Central. It is good. They set up a screen for the long-range bomber, Cooper Howell. Nobody checked him. He kept backpedaling. Here's Kramer, three-pointer straight away, Marion local. It's short again. Loose ball rebound to Arns. He gives it up on the arc to Holman. The lead back to 7, 29-22. Everman drives into the paint, spins against Howell, can't get off the shot. Lob, center circle to Holman. 7-point contest, near side Everman. Boy, Niekamp's got to get touches. He comes out ahead of the key, gathers. Throws to Cale Arns, high left, back to Niekamp, straight on. Man-to-man defense by Monroe Central. Right wing Holman feeds Arns. Allen now shifts to Arns. Ball fed top of the circle, Kramer. Open Everman, deep corner triple. It is no good. Great defensive rebound by Cooper Howe. He out-battled Holman for it. Fed it down to Allen. Dipsy due into the lane, doesn't shoot. Ball thrown top of the circle to Cooper Howell, who's coming off a made three. Now to Dylan Pardon, who's in, a six-foot senior off the bench. Ball thrown to Allen in the post. Struck away by Marion local. It is batted into the hands of Everman. Everman sprints down the floor. Scoops it with the left hand. He hooks it in.
Tough shot.
What a play. Daniel Everman of Marion local in off the bench. That was a nifty shot. Ooh, man, it was challenged. And he arched it up over the defender, Cooper Howell. Hissed one in off the window. Big transition play there after the misfire by Monroe Central, which still leads by 5. A minute to go, third quarter. Shot fake on the arc by Cooper Howell. He gives it up, gets it back. Another shot fake. Enters the lane, off balance, rim the 5-footer. But he was bumped from the backside, and he gets 2. Boy, this is a beautifully connected offensive and defensive team. Woodsfield, Monroe Central, everybody knows where everybody else is. Every second, every dribble. The free throw is swished.
by Cooper Howell. I mean, they come out of the backwoods of Ohio, and quite honestly, we probably didn't give him enough credit. That is a well-coached, tremendous offensive basketball team we're watching.
6-point lead on the initial free throw. That is knocked down by Cooper Howell. Second one way short. Loose ball rebound to Niekamp. He lost it. Howell gets it. Missed the bank shot from 8 feet. That was makeable. And Marion Local scoops the rebound up off the floor. Flyers had the advantage into the forecourt. And Everman fell down. Scattered floor. Three on one the other way. Allen around Meshro. He traveled with the ball. No call. Another mistake by Monroe Central. Another walk. And it was not made aware of by the officials. And now Monroe Central settles down to play for one. Oh, did Woodsfield dodge a bullet here in the last 15 seconds? Marion Local down to six in the last shot of the third quarter. Looks like it will belong to Monroe Central, which could have been called for a couple of turnovers. But the Seminoles were not. On the arc, it's Tucker Howe. Bounce pass into the lane. It's a bad one. Stolen by Marion Local. Everman to midcourt. Shoots the 50-footer. No, it's short. Woodfield couldn't get off a shot as they flubbed it offensively. And the third period ends. Marion Local was down six at the half. They're down six as we start the fourth in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Marion Local behind the six. It was 23-17 at halftime. And it is still a half dozen point deficit for the Flyers as we enter the fourth and final quarter of this D6 Boys State Championship at the UD Arena. Great crowd. Probably, 8,000, 9,000 or better
It's well into the upper tier. Woodsfield, Monroe Central starts the fourth quarter. Dribbling into the right corner goes Cooper Howell. And away from the action, an offensive foul. A screen not stationary by the Seminoles and Marion Local will try to take advantage with this possession. Midcourt, the ball is thrown to Kramer. Kramer to Holman. Need to get Grant Kramer going. He's had a couple of wide open shots. Hit the front of the ring. Kramer's got it ahead of the key. Outside the arc on the right to Arnes. Arnes being guarded closely on the play by Tucker Howell. Howell stands at 6'2". A lot of 6'2 players defensively on the floor for this Woodsfield Monroe Central club. They've held Marion Local to 24 points for three quarters. Ball kicked far side of the floor in front of the Flyers bench. Somehow, some way, Austin Niekamp needs to get more touches, Chuck. That's all there is to it.
Well, he's got 11 now, all scored in the second and third quarters. They also need to get Mesher off the side.
Mesher inbounds to Arnes, far left wing Holman. Holman tries to make a pass, swatted out of bounds by Cooper Howell. Good defense being played by Woodsfield Monroe Central. Leading the six, 7:17 to go in the fourth. Mesher inbounds to Holman. Holman 25 feet away. Cooper Howell on his back. Holman gave it up, got it back. Three-point land as Kramer doesn't shoot. Enters the lane. Ball is juggled and batted away. Stolen by Woodsfield. Another turnover, Flyers. Here's Allen on the arc for Monroe Central. Gives it to Silva. Well, Marion Local can't afford to get behind by too many more points. 6:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. 30-24, Monroe Central leads. 30 feet out, handling the ball, Cooper Howell. Gets a screen, right corner, picks up his dribble. Hemmed in, 5-second count was on, gave it up to Silva. Now Allen, left wing, passes up the three, drives a kneecamp below the rim. Fires opposite corner to Silva. Great play by Marion Local, which steals. And then the Flyer player, Kramer, heaves it off the leg of a Monroe Central player. Seminoles get the ball back. No, Marion Local gets it. And then the Seminoles foul.
He got a break because he missed his leg. But Kramer happened to be standing there and caught the pass.
It is still a six-point game. 90 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Deep right corner, Arnes for Marion Local. Nobody scored in this period. Here's Holman carving out space in the paint. He falls down. Rolled the ball to Arnes. Had a knee camp baseline left. He's doubled on the play. Hammered on the arm. It's a common foul. 6:08 to go. Fourth quarter. 30-24. Woodsfield Monroe Central leads it. The opposition for Marion Local made enough threes early on. Flyers turned it over often enough to give Woodsfield transition buckets. Here's Kramer behind the arc straight away. Gets a double screen. Shoots the three. No good. Rebound low in the right to Holman. He's gobbled up by two defensive players who hover over him and foul him. Not in the act of shooting. Flyers get a reprieve. Ball out of bounds once again. Nothing coming easy for Marion Local.
What was he doing if he wasn't shooting that?
Mesher to Niekamp, right corner, three ball. Short, no good. Oh, a great offensive stick back by Holman. Foul. Ball won't go in. It hit the iron. Flared away, but Holman was Johnny on the spot. He cleaned it up on the inside, and he's awarded two free ones here. Clock stops, 5:55 to go in the fourth, 30-24. Woodsfield Monroe Central leads. Foul shot by Holman is in and out. Flyers have shot free throws pretty well in the tournament until today.
2 of 6 right now.
Marion Local's missed 4 at the charity stripe, and that one is bouncing around and off. Scrum for the rebound below the basket. What a great play by Tucker Howell. There were 3 white jerseys, 3 blue jerseys, digging on the hardwood for the leather, and Hal came out of there with it, and at the same instant he grabbed it. The coach at the other end for Monroe Central got a timeout call. 5:50 to go. Marion Local still behind by 6 on scores, broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
That the Flyers just came up with an empty possession. Couldn't get shots to fall, then missed a couple of free throws. And the separation between Marion Local and Woodfield is still six. Monroe Central has the ball, forecourt to her left. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter, in which nobody has scored yet. On the arc is Tucker Howell. Far left wing to Silva. Silva behind the arc, picked up by Kramer. Silva on the bounce. Setting and shooting the three is Tucker Howell. Ill-advised shot. It was like a one-handed pusher from way downtown, way short. And that's more or less like a turnover. Marion Local's got the rebound. Flyers need to make hay. Must capitalize here. Kramer on the weave to Holman. Coach Dettemiller on his feet across the way. Mesher top of the circle against Allen. Stops the dribble. Right corner, Arnes. Arnes through the paint area. He's bodied. Oh, good shoulder action by Tucker Howell, who would not lake Arnes, would not allow Arnes to finish off the drive. And the Flyers restart the attack 30 feet from the rim. It's Mesher against Allen. Near side to Arnes. Arnes to Kramer behind the screen from Arnes. His three ball is off the flange. Rebound, Niekamp. Niekamp far side of the floor to Kramer, top of the circle. Kramer down the lane. Fakes on Allen. Lost the ball, did Kramer. It's saved inbounds with the Seminoles to Mesher, who lays it in with the left hand. The save by Monroe Central went right to Mesher, and he took advantage. Four-point game for that bucket. Long earned by Marion Local, and lo and behold, right back with the triple is Jacob Fogle, the non-starting senior, 6'1 lad out of the left corner, unguarded, shoots in a laser, a three-point bomb, and it's a seven-point game, and the Flyers are in trouble.
Yeah, they probably got exactly what they wanted out of that, but he happened to throw one in.
Arnes lobs to Niekamp in the paint, push off of Farnsworth. Team foul situation, 4 on Monroe Central, none on Marion Local in this period. Scoreboard now registered 5, and that means that Niekamp will go to the stripe. Marion Local, 2 of 7 on charity tosses, not good. 7-point game, 3:40 left in the fourth. But scores, broadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd at Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Flyers are behind the 7, 33-26 with the ball. 3:40 left to go in the fourth quarter. Austin Niekamp shoots 2 free throws. Very local, a paltry 2 of 7 at the stripe in this game. Proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline. The first free throw by Niekamp is good. The second shot is swished as well. Both dead center. Best foul shooter on the team. Plopped in a couple. They were clutch. 5-point game, 33-28. Monroe Central leads with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle with the ball. It is Fogle. Fogle out near midcourt. Gives it up to Allen. Allen starts a drive. Will Monroe Central try to stall out these final couple of minutes and force Marion Local to foul? There's an attempt at a steal from behind to Kramer. And he hooked the offensive player for Monroe Central. That is team foul number one on Marion Local in this period. They've got to commit 4 more to send Woodsfield to the stripe. Ball lobbed in, out back to Silva. Silva checked closely to Kramer. Silva on the bounce, still dribbling. Here comes the double team. Silva left wing to Tucker Howell. Now to Allen near midcourt. Allen at 6'4", 6'5". Is difficult to guard. He's got a fine wingspan. He passes over to the right side of the floor, punched out of bounds by Mesher of Marion Local with 2:58 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Flyers down by 5, 33-28. Inbounding is Tucker Howell at midcourt. Throws into backcourt. It's caught by Cooper Howell, his brother. Holman guards tightly at midcourt and shoulders him. Another foul on the Flyers. Woodsfield, Monroe Central will throw inside courts. Playmaker is Silva. Everman checking in now for Marion Local. 33-28 in favor of Monroe Central. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Inbounding is Tucker Howell looking. Can't get it in. And it's finally pitched inbounds, deep right corner, handled there by Tucker Howell. Timeout called by the Seminoles with 2:53 left in the fourth, and Marion Local is down to 5. As we were saying a moment ago, thanks so much to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Lauderdale. Energy for today and tomorrow. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. The Family Salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. More about Cutaway in a moment. Crucial stage in this game. After the timeout, Monroe Central inbounds to Allen at midcourt. Marion Local trailing by 5. Allen guarded by Niekamp. Starts a drive, pulls up, hands off on the play to Howell. Tucker Howell, deep right corner. Cross court to Fogle. Fogle on the bounce. Mesher on the chase. Fogle dribbling, weaves to Allen. There's a moving screen, not called. Oh, it could have been detected and whistled. Not so. Here's Tucker Howell, midcourt.
Orange pursuing, hacks him from behind. Team foul, three on Marion Local and two more. The Monroe Central Club will shoot at the stripe, two free throws. 2:21 to go in the fourth. 33-28. Marion Local thwarted today, just 28 points. And we're 2 minutes, 21 seconds from closing out this game. Ball lobbed into backcourt to Allen. Niekamp picks him up at the timeline. Allen down the right side. Niekamp throws his arms at him, and he's whistled for team foul number 4. The next one will send the Seminoles to the free throw line. It's a 55% foul shooting team on the year. Neither team shot free throws well in this game. Marion Local, not good at all. 4 for 9. Uh-oh, inbounds pass side court. Allen breaks free. He breaks free and catches and scores. That is huge. Marion Local down 7. Niekamp shot fake on the arc. Dribble drive, baseline right. Here comes the double team. Ball slapped away out of bounds. Good defensive effort by Cooper Howell. Wow, this Marion Local team has not played here in this state championship game like it has during the tournament. And Woodfield Monroe Central has shown no nerves, no blink in the eyes, but this club here today against the Flyers, 7-point contest, 2 minutes left. Shot fake by Kramer on the arc, steps inside the 3-point line and makes a long 2-pointer. It's good. 35-30, timeout called. Marion Local, 1:56 to go in the fourth on the field goal by Kramer. Yeah, 40 years styling at Cutaway in Fort Loramie. It's our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street and come out styling. Cutaway, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Stylist with a measure for Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Open Monday through Saturday. And so many thanks to Barker Insurance. Located north of I-75, south of Anna, north of Sydney. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Here we go, Chuck. Final, 1:56. Marion Local needs steals and missed free throws from Monroe Central.
Yeah, and they've only turned the ball over 8 times in the game. They've done a good job of handling the basketball.
Here is Caden Silva in backcourt on the racehorse move up the court. He's trailed and caught from behind, nabbed and fouled. A couple of free throws. Silva. Everman picked up the personal. 1:54 to go, fourth quarter, 35-30 in favor of Monroe Central. Big shots here for Caden Silva. 7 points a game on the year. It's no good. It hit the back flange. What's Monroe Central now at the stripe, Chuck?
Well, he's 0-for-3, and they're 4-for-9.
4-for-9, that's what comparable to Marion Local right now.
Basically the same thing.
Both teams below 50-50 at the stripe. Silva shoots again. Swish. 36-30. Marion Local behind the 6. Flyers have got to get points in this possession. Midcourt, it's Everman. Mesher rotates down inside. Allen all over him. Foul line, Holman. Kramer on the arc. Stripped on the play. Oh, there's a cheap foul called against Monroe Central. Looked like a clean steal by Tucker Howell on Kramer. What a magnificent break for Marion Local, which has to cash in. Is it ruled shooting the 3? The referees confer. It looked like Kramer was going up. The referees might compromise and say it's a 2-point free throw situation, and that's what it is. Kramer ruled to be inside the 3-point arc. 2 foul shots for Kramer, and it's no good. Hit the front rim, trickled to the right. And that's the way it's gone for Marion Local here in the state championship game today. 36-30, the lead, Woodsfield, Monroe Central, a minute 43 to go. Kramer fires this shot up, and it is short, and it is bouncing off the iron. Rebound, Woodsfield, foul called against Marion Local. And now for the game, 4-for-11 for the Flyers. They're down to 6. The free throw shooting abysmal. And Woodsfield, Monroe Central now a chance to stretch this lead to 8. Flyers got a break. Foul was called. It looked like a clean steal. Two free throws were awarded, and Marion Local misfired twice.
Kramer doesn't miss two free throws very often.
And Chance Allen is at the free throw line for Woodsfield, and he calmly scores the foul shot. All net. The lead 7. Second free throw coming. Allen dips the knees. Yep, got them both. 38-30, Marion Local is in serious trouble. Mesher to midcourt, over the timeline, on a weave to Kramer, high post knee camp, far left to Holman, darts into the lane, down the paint, makes a late bounce pass to Mesher, probably should have shot it. Mesher was covered, ball kicked out of bounds by Monroe Central, which has had a defensive scheme in this game today, which has been excellent. Deep left corner three, but Kramer partially blocked. Loose ball to Monroe Central. Gobbled up on the play, but Tucker Howell, he's fouled 70 feet from the basket. Woodsfield up 8, a minute 24 to go, and the Monroe Central fans from north of Marietta on their feet in unison, filling up the lower bowl, part of the upper bowl to the far side. Foul shot, Monroe Central, no good, too hard.
Good break, takes them 2 days to get here.
Tucker Howell missed it off the back flange. Austin Niekamp, how many points, Chuck?
Niekamp has 13.
13, this has not gotten the shots he would have liked. Second free throw, good. 39-30, 9-point deficit facing the Flyers. Mesher to midcourt, head of the key. Drives on the right side of the lane against Allen. To the rack, overshot it. There was no foul. Clean defense. Rebound Woodsfield. Foul at midcourt against Marion Local with a minute 10 to go here in the fourth. Over the limit, Marion Local, and two free ones for Allen. Boy, he has tagged Mesher the entire game, stayed on him like glue. Allen has not let Mesher out of his sight. Mesher usually capable of getting below the foul line, igniting the offense. Couldn't get it done today. Woodsfield's defense has been outstanding. First free throw by Allen, good. Second shot is up and in. 11-point deficit. Too short of the biggest margin in this game. Here's Kramer behind the arc. Long 28-footer, screen from Mesher, headset. Maybe too little, too late for the Flyers. 41-33. Timeout called, a minute left in the fourth. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Uh-oh, here is Allen in backcourt for Woodsfield Monroe Central. He stumbled, went to a knee, lost the ball. Marion Local got a jump, it appeared, a held ball somehow, some way. Monroe Central gets a full timeout.
Well, he fell down with the basketball, and that is what they put in to make lousy officials be able to call travel.
Oh, it could have been a walk
and
as well.
And they didn't call it, and then they gave him a timeout with a held ball.
Oh, my goodness.
Hate that rule. They need to take the timeouts back away from the coaches.
And Marion Local penalized right there for super defense. That should have been Flyers' ball. Yep, possession arrow favored Marion Local. Would have been Flyers' possession. That is a tough break that goes against Marion Local right there. Behind by eight, 41-33, 58.9 to go. Woodfield did get the timeout. They were in a panic situation. Marion Local got the held ball. Could very well have been a bad travel on the offensive player for Woodfield.
It's automatic. If you fall down with the basketball, it's an automatic travel. Unless you get knocked down, then it's a foul. It can't be no call.
Well, he stumbled down on his own accord and then tried to get up without dribbling. Seminoles inbounds. They've got to go the length. Marion Local doing a lot of holding. It's inbound to do Tucker Howell. Backcourt to Cooper Howell. Fires to midcourt to Farnsworth. Hits Allen on the run. Driving layup is good. What a game he's played, especially on defense. Gets a big field goal right there. Here's Kramer shooting a long three-pointer for Marion Local on the run. It is no good. Rebound in the lane by Mesher. Mesher has his shot blocked. Got it back. Blocked again. Mesher again. Left hand. Good. 43-35. 30 seconds to go in the fourth. We had a Marion Local foul across the way. 29.8 remaining. Nothing has come easy for Marion Local in this game. At the offensive end, it started out badly. Flyers had, what, 10 turnovers in a quarter and a half in this game?
Yeah, and they've ended up with 14, so they cut that back. But, I'll tell you what, give Monroe Central credit. They came out with a game plan, and it was outstanding.
It has been executed to perfection. Double-team knee camp the moment he thinks he's got a sniff of a shot. Two are on him, then three. He's got to give it up, and nobody else came to the forefront for the Flyers. Collectively, not a good state championship game. First free throw missed on the play. Second shot rimmed out. Rebound Marion Local. Mesher down the floor in the lane. Double team back to the basket. Missed the shot from 4 feet. Rebound Woodfield. Midcourt down the left side to Farnsworth. 14 seconds to go. Monroe Central up eight, and that'll do it. They play pitch and catch on the arc, and it is down to five. It's over. Marion Local beaten in the D6 state championship by Woodfield. Monroe Central, 43-35, and the young men from North of Marietta are jubilant. They are at midcourt celebrating. The Flyers, of course, down and out, unable to bring the state title back to West Central Ohio and Mercer County. Defeated today 43-35 by Monroe Central, which by far played the better game.
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt about that. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It's in big demand. We will grind your first-hand tools free of charge. And O'Reilly is also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks in part to F&M Bank. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account will make that dream closer. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate at F&M Bank using the home buyer account. It makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Marion Local beaten. Final score has been removed from the board.
It was 43-35.
8-point deficit in the end. It was as much as 13. Marion Local got it down to 3 on one occasion in the third. Got it to 7 at the halftime break. Was 6 at intermission. It was 13 at one point, 23-10 late in the second. Marion Local got it to 23-17 halftime break. Was within 3 on a couple of occasions, I think, in the third. But give Woodsfield, Monroe Central, all the credit in the world. This club from north of Marietta deserve this D6 state championship here today. That is for certain. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, another fine sponsor. A&M serves 200 businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet is pleased to promote educational and athletic programs in the region. If you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. And it got started with its unique brand way back in 1986. Thank you, A&M Pallet. A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Marion Local Flyers players receiving their state runners-up hardware here before a great crowd at the UD Arena on this Saturday afternoon. State championship boys D6 goes to Woodsfield Monroe Central. Final score 43-35. And Chuck, Woodsfield Monroe Central led this thing from start to finish.
Yeah, they led for 31.25 in the game. I mean, so it was tied until it wasn't. Marion had that 7-point, their best run was 7 points there towards the end of the first of the second quarter.
Right.
They got them back into the basketball game. They had their chances. They just got beat by a team that played better today.
Yeah, just did not make shots. Didn't get a lot of real good open looks. The ones Marion Local did receive, they missed most of them. And the net thrown around Austin Niekamp by Monroe Central was a super job well done. Austin was frustrated. He got the ball late in possessions, was doubled, tripled, and then when he did flip the ball away, oftentimes going opposite to teammates, the coverage by Woodsfield was tight very quickly once again. And when the Flyers got shots, they didn't make them. Woodsfield Monroe Central made enough timely threes, and got transition baskets, especially in the first half when Marion Local turned the ball over far too much. Too many floaters by the Flyers, and free throw shooting by Marion Local less than 50%. Now, those stats combined were the telltale story in this game. They had foul shooting and floor mistakes.
Right, and they out-rebounded them. They out-rebounded them by 8. They out-rebounded them by 7 on the offensive boards. They just could not get that run, get that stop that they needed. And, there's no Central lost all the credit in the world. I didn't think there was any way that Niekamp could be held to 13 points in a game. I didn't think he could hold Mesher. He had 2 going into the fourth quarter. So, I mean, and you look at the Farnsworth kid, he scored 12 and he held Niekamp to 13. That he gets a game ball for that.
And how many did Mesher get in the end?
He had 6. He had 4 in the fourth quarter.
So Mesher was 6 below his per game average. Niekamp was 6-7 below his. When you hold Niekamp and measure to a dozen or more points collectively below their per-game averages, you've got a good chance to beat Marion Local, and that's what the Seminoles did here today in the D6 State Championship. A job well done by the club from north of Marietta. This Marion Local team will graduate some seniors, and they'll be missed, no doubt about it. Daniel Everman, Damon Kramer, both seniors. Ryan Holman, a senior starter. Austin Niekamp, 6'8 post player, 20 points a game on the year. Phenomenal man in the middle. Could pass out of the post. Had that little half hook in the paint. Great rebounder. Shot the three in dynamic fashion. Cale Orange, just a sophomore. Braden Mesher is a junior. He will return to Damon Kramer, Daniel Everman, Ryan Holman, Austin Niekamp, your four seniors. Oh, there's a big core group coming back, plus a fine JV squad. Flyers will challenge, I guarantee you, for the MAC championship next year. You can count on Versailles, Maryland Local. Minster's got Albers and McClure back, plus some real good players off the bench, sixth, seventh, eighth men. Who did I miss? Delphi St. John's.
It'll be
a heck of a scramble in the MAC again next year.
It will be.
Marion Local will be right in the thick of it once more.
You assume they will be. I mean, Brennan Hess, a freshman,
yep,
got just a little bit of varsity time this year, but was a monster on the JV team. He's going to be a ball player for him.
Congrats go to Woodsfield Monroe Central. The Seminoles take the state title. First trip ever to the state Final Four, the state championship, and they make good on it, beating Marion Local. Game was tied early in the first few minutes, and it wound up an 8-point difference in the end, 43-35, got to 13 on one occasion at 23-10. The Flyers collectively just did not play well enough in this contest here at UD Arena today. Chuck will take a break, then return to close it out. We'll come back shortly. We'll be offline now. We'll be offline for probably a good 30 minutes or so between games. Rushi and Willoughby Cornerstone Christian in the D7 state championship coming up later. Tip at 5:15. We've got scoring and our Clancy's awards to give. Chuck, take it away.
Well, if you take a look at, I can't remember who they played. Monroe Central, they got 12 out of Farnsworth. They got 10 from Chance Allen. I can't talk. Let's try that again. Farnsworth had 12. Allen had 10. Cooper Howell had 10. And I'm giving Chance Allen the player of the game, because not only did he have 10 points, he scored 8 of those in the fourth quarter, 4 from 4 for the free throw line, and did a great job on Mesher. On the other side, Austin Niekamp had 13. They got 11 from Kramer, 6 from Mesher, and I'm going to go with Austin Niekamp as my player of the game for Marion Local.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. We'll be right back.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Now we'd like to remind you to make your next play call for financial wealth with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Call 937-518-1776, 518-1776. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge Wealth Management, Russell Road in Sydney. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning too. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. We will go offline for probably 40 to 45 minutes here on Scores Broadcast. We'll return about to 25 minutes or so before 5 o'clock. Tip-off at 5:15. Rushi Raiders, 28-0 on the year, go for a perfect season and a D7 state championship against Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. That's our second game of two. Sorry to report that Marion Local was defeated in the D6 boys state final by the club from North of Marietta, Woodfield, Monroe Central. Final tally, 43-35. Seminoles defeat the Flyers. As we noted, Marion Local has a fine cast of basketball players returning next season. That is for certain. We'll miss some seniors, some really good ones. Austin Niekamp, Damon Kramer, Daniel Everman, Ryan Holman. But some starters and fine reserve players return. As Chuck noted, Brandon Hess, outstanding freshman, good JV performer, got some varsity time this year. Wealth of talent coming back for Marion Local in 25-26, and the club should make a run at the MAC championship, no doubt about it. So many thanks
to the athletic department at Marion Local High School. Gratitude to everyone, athletic director Dan Koenig, for assisting us along the way. Principal football coach Tim Goodwin, head basketball coach Kurt Guttemiller, who completes year 14 as the head man. Thank you, Kurt, for all the time you've given us with regard to stats and pregame interviews. Rushi and Willoughby Cornerstone Christian up next. We'll be on the air about 25 till 5. Thanks to our online listeners for our first state championship here today, the D6 state title game won by Woodsfield Monroe Central over Marion Local 43-35. For Chuck alongside Stats Color Onsite Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodbye to you for about three quarters of an hour or so here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.